Ashley.
Taylor.
Unrated or unruly?
Unruly.
What confuses you the most about modern day dating?
I think, okay, so there's so many apps out now. It's kind of like crazy.
Oversaturation.
Like everyone that I talk to who's on apps, I'm like, I think that's part of the problem is modern day dating now. I feel like the problem is there's too many options.
That makes sense.
It's not like the way it used to be where like you would go on a date with someone and you'd be like, okay, I have a couple of options. There's a couple of people. I feel like people give up very quickly where they'd be like, yeah. Okay, no, like I'm kind of done with this. I can go back on an app and go find somebody else.
Yeah, because they're not entertaining the conversation the way you'd need to see if you even like
it's
the
like
person.
There's always like just one thing.
Yeah.
And they're like, never mind.
Yeah, if you don't hit it off with that first message, it's kind of done.
It's like, and it's a constant thing where it's just like there's all these options. Mm-hmm. And I feel like because of that, nobody's settling down the way that they should be unless they're really, really ready. And then that's even hard to find.
And so then all the apps have like different rules too. Like Bumble is women message first. And like, they all have like a different kind of interface. So it's like, you have to kind of play a different game on each one.
Right.
I think that the most outdated one sounds like it's Tinder.
Yeah. But people are still finding people on there.
Yeah. I feel like Tinder's become a hookup app and Hinge and Bumble and all those, like even Plenty of Fish. I think those I've heard of like couples like find each other on there and Tinder.
Yeah.
But I do think Tinder's become like,
yeah,
more of a hookup kind of thing at this point.
Too. Yeah.
I'm always confused about at what point do you do everything? Because remember so long ago, like this was before dating apps were really that thing. It was like 3-day rule. Like you don't call too fast. You give it some time. Uh-huh. Then you call them.
Yeah.
Then you go on a date. You go on at least 2 dates. Then you kiss. And it's like, it was like a societal kind of like things are laid out before you. And it was, it's totally outdated and it never should have been that strict. But I do think that it did do its job in helping people find legitimate connection. I would say that it probably worked better in like cities and places with more people. Cause I think if you were doing that in like a smaller place, it was a little harder because you're kind of stuck with like what you have.
Right.
And which is only so many people or friends of a friend or whatever.
Right.
But what do you do now? Like, how do you play that?
I don't know.
I think that's what gets me the most is like, at what point do you take it off the app? And then what do you give your phone number right away? Or do you go to another app? And then
I feel like I've done it so many different ways when I was on them. It's like, it all depends on like the person. It's so much easier to text.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, I feel like you have to get to a point where you trust them because when you go on the apps, well, at least when I was on them, it's like you have to have your notifications on for you to know that they're messaging you.
Yeah.
And then like, unfortunately, when you're messaging one person, if other annoying people are messaging you, you're getting all these updates.
So you end up turning your notifications off, but then
you're like, oh, I don't care about this person.
Yeah. Well, then let me ask you, at what point in a conversation would you be like, okay, I feel comfortable giving my number?
We've gotten to the point of like, it's usually after, I would say after about a week of talking.
Okay.
That's normally, and it's consistent talking and it's good talking.
Yeah.
That's usually when I send the here's my phone number.
Yeah.
Yep.
I feel like I've only ever been on them for like a fucking week, but I did get in my head about like, how many other people are you messaging?
Right. No, exactly. And that's kind of how you narrow it down too.
Yeah.
Then you can also do checkups.
Yeah. Like do you still have that?
Yeah.
Cause I think I'd be on day one. Like
I do
you
so
can delete
much.
It.
Yeah.
You can delete it now. Delete it.
Even though we haven't met, you can delete it.
Let me see. Hinge.
Yeah.
Can't really need that. You know what I mean?
No.
Taking up room on your phone. And what if you need more picture room? And
save all my pictures.
You don't really need to keep that on their phone. Because then you have to find out if they deleted the app, they're still on air or not. And that, I think of all things modern dating, fucks with me the most. But we all know how I am. And I live in fucking fairy tale land where I'm like, we've met. What else do you need?
Right, exactly.
This is it.
Right.
For you.
Exactly.
For me. But for you.
But for you.
This is done.
Yeah.
You found her.
Right.
Good. Congratulations.
Right. Exactly.
Ding, 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 ding. Yeah.
Now do your best.
Yeah, get the fucking app off. I'll do it. Hand me your phone. Welcome back to Unread Unruly.
Welcome.
Let's do a quick catch up.
Yes.
While you guys are here.
Yes.
Which you will be here and continue to be here for like 40
forever.
Months.
Forever.
Yeah. Forever. Ashley, how have you been?
I've been okay. So I wanted to like catch you guys up on the whole like Noah thing, because I feel like I have not explained to you guys. I'm not going to go into detail, but like anything that's going on with Noah.
Yeah.
Because I didn't like, I don't feel like I said anything.
Not yeah. I think it's been a few weeks like, since we said anything.
Like, okay. So Noah was born with like this kidney thing.
Yeah.
And that thankfully has subsided completely. The only thing that he has is just like this little backup, but it's according to the doctors, it's super common with boys.
Yeah.
So it's a urinary issue, not a kidney issue. So then when all that was happening at the end of December, he got really sick and we didn't know what it was. It was like a breathing thing. And I thought it was RSV. So yeah. The whole time I'm like going to the hospital and I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And I'm like, they need to give him albuterol. And the albuterol was like kind of helping, but not really. Well, to find out that like we went to CHOP, which is the best of the best. And they're like, oh, no, he does not have that. He has something completely different. And albuterol actually does the opposite. And we're like, oh, OK, so what does he have? And it's something called Trichia malaysia, which is, I'm probably saying it wrong, but
it sounds legit to me.
It sounds good. It
sounds medical.
Yes. So basically it's like when your trachea kind of narrows and your airways, like they kind of flap. So they don't like, so it's almost like when you're swallowing, it kind of like blocks it. It makes it hard and everything kind of just like your mucus and everything kind of like, it doesn't go down properly.
Oh, that sounds awful.
Yeah. So that's actually all the heavy breathing we've been hearing for as long as we have. It was never asthma, which is good that his like actual lungs are good. Everything is clear.
Yeah.
But even the pulmonary, she's like, he's so big. And most kids that have this disease are like really like skinny and like they don't want to eat because like when you yeah. eat, you feel like you're like suffocating.
But Noah's like,
no, fuck this. I'm hungry. I will suffocate for the food. So it's been like really like a wild ride. But thankfully, they put him on this medication recently. And that's been kind of helping. But like we have a lot of testing to do because they still have to decide whether or not he might need surgery for a stent put into his trachea, which would be like the last thing. Basically, that would be like the last resort kind of thing.
Which does it seem like it's going to end up being the case?
I mean, I'm really hoping that with the right medication and with the right like, what do they call that? Like when they have like the right cocktail.
Yeah.
That like we could avoid that and that he can just kind of be like, okay, on his own. So I'm hoping, but we'll know within the next like 2 months. For sure. If he's going to need like, you know,
this poor baby.
I know. I feel so bad for him. But what's so crazy is everyone's like, he looks so normal. I'm like, yeah,
you would never think that anything. He's like a happy, like
he's so happy.
Normal size, even larger.
He's
baby.
Larger, yeah, than, normal
larger
size.
Than normal size. But like yeah. he's growing at like a consistent
that's
rate.
The thing.
He's hitting all the all, typical yes. marks.
It's that's what's so crazy is like he looks so normal, if anything above normal.
Yeah.
Even when we went to we went for his like regular 6 month at like almost 7 months. It'll be 7 months tomorrow, which is nuts.
Yeah.
He literally sat like on the table and he's literally just staring down, looking at his playing with his belly, and the guy and like the doctor's just like listening to his like heartbeat and just like playing around for just it was just for his like 6 month, you know, yeah. whatever. He's like, wow, he's really good and like he's sitting so well for his age. Yeah. And I'm like it's so crazy to know that he's going through all this stuff because he's like hitting everything, like excelling and yeah. everything else. And I'm like, I know. That's what makes this like so crazy. Like he almost has a full mouth of teeth,
yeah.
which is like so creepy. This is what's so funny though.
He's almost like a 1 year old at this point.
It's so crazy. I feel like I birthed like a regular.
He
like
came out a little bit advanced. He was already like two right. months like, when he came out.
But what's so funny is Kyle had made this joke and okay. And this is what makes it so funny. So he goes, you know, he's like, you know, some babies they come out and they got a full set of teeth. And I'm like, what? And this is when I was pregnant.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're kidding. And he sent me this, like, it was like a joke. And it was like a baby with these smiles with all these fake teeth. At first, I really thought it was real. And I was like, oh my God. And I'm like, this is, and he's like looking at me like, he's like, I thought it was real at first. And I'm looking, I'm like, oh, you idiot. So then the crazy part is Noah started getting teeth so early on. So I'm like, you know what? This is karma.
He almost jinxed it.
Basically jinxed it. We had the baby with the full smile. I'm like, this is so creepy.
Imagine you gave birth to him and he smiled at you like, with a full set, like Hollywood veneers.
Like, literally. He looks like the babies look like that, like, what is it, Alice in Wonderland? That like, that cat. That's what they all look like. It's so creepy. So I was like.
He came out chomping.
Oh my gosh. But anyway, so.
That would have been a good reason to not be breastfeeding, too.
Thank God. Imagine. Especially with, like, how big he is. He probably would have, like, pulled on me. I'm like, listen.
You need to chill.
You need to calm down, take big me down. Boy. But other than that, though, so I just wanted to catch you guys up on everything that's going on. But
yeah, I'm hoping he's going to be fine. Because I just feel like he seems like he's... Yeah. These have to be good signs. You know what I mean? Like, that he's just, like... Yeah, he's just, like, ahead. You know? Yeah, he's, like... Nice. He's not being held back by everything that's going on with him.
No, he doesn't seem like it.
And I get held back by a paper cut.
Me too. So,
like, he's definitely a trooper. He's more of a trooper than me. Well, my consistent struggle, and I actually wanted to say this on here in case anybody has advice for me, because I actually do. I'm normally like, don't tell me anything. But now I need to know. I've been doing the protein thing. Yeah. I feel great. I am breaking out pretty often, which
you
is annoying.
Look like you are.
It's the yogurt. I keep eating yogurt and
are you
protein shakes.
Yeast?
That's actually a very good question. Because I never used to eat, I always hated yogurt, and I started eating it in the past like 3 or 4 months, and I've been breaking out, not just on my period. I normally only break out when I'm getting my period.
But you're also sweating, and every time that you work out more, you break out more.
Yes, and I
like anybody who's in shape has bad skin.
That's what I'm telling myself, is I just got to go through this right now. It just is what it is. Like, I'm just going to have to deal with this period. But I'm hitting my protein, at least the best I can. I'm supposed to be getting way more. Okay. And I'm capping at like 100 to 120 grams of protein, which is still a lot.
Yeah.
But how the fuck are you guys doing this? Anybody out there? And I know a couple of people that listen to this, and I know that they do
there's
the protein.
There's a lot of people who work out.
Where are you guys getting the extra protein? Because I do the shakes, I do the little treats, I even the Quest chips are a lifesaver. Mm-hmm. I do chicken, I do turkey, I don't do fish.
Do you do hard boiled eggs?
I do eggs. I do scrambled eggs. I do like an egg sandwich or an egg bowl, sausage. I'm doing all of it. Peas, broccoli, you name it. But I cannot get over that 120 hump of protein.
Yeah.
And I need to get more because I'm doing body recomp, which is when you lose fat and gain muscle at the same time. And it's tricky because you have to stay in a calorie deficit while getting a ton of protein.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm doing weightlifting stuff because, let me tell you, nobody will go harder weightlifting than a bitch who can't afford a BBL, which is literally what I'm doing. I'm trying to round out these hip dips and I'm putting in the work, but it's like, I feel almost like... Like I got a little bit of beginner gains because
it
happens just like that in the beginning because your body's like, hey, what the fuck are you doing? Here's some muscle. And that's what happened a little, but I'm like, imagine if I was hitting my protein goals.
Yeah.
But when I eat protein after having 100 grams of protein already in the day, I want to vomit.
Yeah,
I'm getting
like a lot.
I'm getting the egg ick, and I'm getting it real bad. Like, have you ever been in the middle of eating eggs and it hits you?
And you're like, ugh.
That happened to me yesterday when I was eating an egg sandwich, and I was like, oh, I can't eat eggs right now. It's fucking grossing me out.
Yeah,
and I have like a little bit of like a weird aversion with meat as it is. Like, I have a hard time. A little bit like chicken. I always am afraid that it's not done
cooked
well enough.
Yeah,
or if I get a chewy bit or a tendon.
Yeah. Then you're like, oh,
I'm
done.
I can't. It makes me sick.
Yeah.
Because then I remember I'm eating meat, and then it makes me feel weird.
Then you start getting weird about it. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I have a hard time finishing it. So I'm like, unless it's like grilled chicken or something, which always seems to like a grilled chicken breast always works better for me.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I'm just, how are you guys doing it? Where are you getting the protein from?
Definitely.
Where's it come from?
You work out. You know, gals, definitely like,
please. I need like an extra 30 grams.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm staying in a calorie deficit. Like, what do I do? I don't know. You guys fucking tell me, somebody, because one of you has the answers. Oh, don't hold out on me. I'm serious. About
I'm sure that they will. They'll tell you. Yeah. They all have such tricks. That's why, like, even when I'm on line, I'm always like looking up just people's recipes because I don't know what else to do.
That's what my whole TikTok is. Yeah. It's just like food. workout ideas and tips and food.
Yeah.
And that's where I got a lot of the recipes I use from. Yeah. But it's just not enough. And I don't understand.
I get it.
While in a calorie deficit, they're doing the same, like at the same time. Mm-hmm. It's too much for my little brain. I did RDLs at the gym 3 days ago.
Oh.
And I'd never done RDLs before, like Russian deadlifts.
Yep.
they're fucking hard. Yes. And they look so easy.
They're not.
But it's like a mental thing of like keeping your head, your back, yep. your knees, and mm-hmm. your legs in the same exact like hinge movement. And it's so hard. And I did like probably like 8 sets without weight just to practice the movement. Absolutely. I spent so long yeah. at the gym just trying to get this down. And I felt fine when I left, like a little sore, but I was fine. The next day, totally fine. Yesterday, I woke up and I could barely move.
Oh my God.
The back of my legs
yeah.
are so sore. I was walking stiff leg like a pirate.
That's so good. Though.
Like I had 2 peg legs. I could not bend my knees. Isn't
that like the best
feeling? It is, but I was like, what the fuck? Yeah. And Drama King's like, yeah, I told, because. Oh my God. When you go to the gym with a man who's like just yeah. excited to show you stuff, I yes. keep hitting the table.
Yeah.
It's like, he's like, yeah, see, I told you about that. I told you. Day 2. It's going to hit you on day 2. I'm like, okay, thank you, yeah. The Rock. The Rock Johnson. Thank you.
He's so funny.
And he gets excited whenever he can show me something, which is yeah, sweet. I so, love like, that. Sometimes yeah. I ask him questions just yeah, so he could like have that little moment. But then sometimes yeah. he gets on my nerves. So I was like trying to do hip thrust yeah. at the gym. And I'm like, I was on my 3rd set and I did more weight on the 3rd set. So I could yeah. only do 8 out of 10. Yeah. I was like, I cannot do it anymore. Mm-hmm. And he's like, come on.
Ooh,
come on. You could do, come on. There's 2 more. What's 2 more? And I was like, I'm going to cry if you keep talking to me.
Oh.
I'm going to cry if you keep talking to me. I want to go to the car and eat my protein bar. I was like, so then I was like, all right, I'll try. Give me like a minute. And he's like, yeah. no, do it now. Put the weight on. Do it now.
Oh.
Hip thrust. Push him up. I was like, I'm like,
those are hard.
I'm going to fucking murder you.
Oh my.
If you don't leave me alone. I was in so much pain. Oh. My whole body was on fire from the workout that I just went through. And I was going to strangle him. And there yeah. was another person in the same room as us. We were like in like the training yeah. room and she's across and she's just like, look, like staring at this conversation happening. Cause she was sitting on the floor doing her own thing. She's yeah. just sitting there cause she needed to give it a minute between yeah. whatever she was doing. And she's just watching us.
Well, that's weird. Like even if you're going to like listen to
like that.
Yeah. Even if you're going to listen to a conversation, like listen, but don't look.
No, she was full attention.
That's so weird. Why are people weird?
I keep telling you what, this gym, I keep having weird little things. Like there's a very sweet.
Isn't it a really fancy gym you go to?
It's expensive. That's it's like why. Very, it's like, I don't even know.
I swear, if you go to a planet, ain't nobody paying attention to anything you're doing. Fuck. They don't care.
I think it's because there's only so many people.
Yeah.
So they're just like, they're just saying, hey. They're like, what are you guys talking about?
Yeah.
You can do it. 2 more. Yeah. Look, she's just staring. There's a sweet lady that cleans there. And every single day she asks me what my name is. But she's very, very sweet.
Oh, man.
And we love Maria.
Oh,
but every day, she asks me what my name is.
Oh, my God.
And then, it's just weird characters in there. Yeah. I told you about the girl the other day who was singing with the headphones on. And I thought, I'm not even being a dick, like, oh, she had a bad voice and she was like off tune.
Yeah.
It sounded like a deaf person was yelling.
That's so sad.
And I was, That's so sad.
That's so sad. Like, I can't believe that's her life.
I took my headphone out because I was like, is everything okay? And I was like, it can't be this girl next to me. She just seemed like a normal person.
Yeah.
But we've had little interactions, like, yeah. Hi, bye. And I was like, it can't be her. Put my headphones back in. I heard it again. I'm like, I thought somebody was in trouble. And I took my headphone out again. And I was like, I'm going to turn and be that person. But it has to be her. She's the only person near me.
Yes.
And it was her.
I'm telling you, people are so strange at the gym.
We're surrounded by people doing odd things and they're among us
just the amusement. The things and I'm that
like,
used to happen.
You're just a normal like person, yeah. just a normal girl, like probably my age, like yeah. she's very nice. Why are you singing Shakira like that?
Oh,
and I understand you could argue Shakira, that Shakira sounds like that a little bit.
Yeah, she sounds a little howling.
It was it was insane. It was so loud. Like with my headphones, I shouldn't have been able to hear her at all.
No.
And it wasn't off key. It was just like jumbled.
Yeah, I wouldn't have liked that.
What's going on here?
What's happening on this side?
Are you recording me? Am I on a prank show?
My prank.
What's going on? But that woman watching the interaction between us was adding a layer of sweat onto me from me already having to deal with Drama King being like, two more. And then I'm like, I've got an audience.
I hate that. I hate when people are watching me. That's cool.
And I saw what she was doing. She did burpees. I'm never. Let me
Maria
tell you something.
Burpees. I hate them.
She loves burpees?
Yes.
I'm never doing a burpee.
I hate burpees.
I'll never do a burpee. And let me tell you, I can say this with absolute confidence, with my whole chest.
Yes.
You'll never see me do a fucking burpee.
I get it.
In my adult life. Not happening.
I get it. No one could force me to do it.
But this is my life. I'm breaking out. I'm eating yogurt. And I need help.
Yeah.
So what else is new this week?
I get it.
This is how it, this is all I do, as I fucking work and I go to the gym and I podcast.
Yeah. Which is so good. Yeah. That's a good life.
Because I got to do this. I got to be in hibernation mode right now.
Right.
For whatever is coming next. I don't know. Yeah. Apocalypse at this rate.
I mean, I hope not.
Maybe. You never know. I won't be doing burpees during that either. I'm never going to have the core strength that I should.
No.
Okay. First topic we wanted to get into today. Inspired by past events in our own lives. Yes. Is like being with someone who just needs to be watched like a child almost.
Yes.
And like, this isn't to say that I don't have this in myself a little bit. Like, I sometimes procrastinate, and sometimes it's like I'm more likely to get something done at the rate I want to get it done.
Right.
If there is somebody around.
Right.
But that doesn't mean I can't do that when nobody's around.
Right.
There are a lot of people who like take advantage of like not having anybody around and won't do shit unless you see them.
Right.
And that's like, in extreme cases, that's like the stereotypical like couch boyfriend, like unemployed couch boyfriend who like is at home all day
and doing nothing.
It
literally mind blows the fuck out of me. And it's funny because a friend of mine that I haven't seen in a while, her mom lives close to where my mom lives. So she'll come home and visit her mom. And when she does, she'll always ask like, oh, do you want me to stop by for like half an hour? And she does.
Yeah.
And she was actually just saying this to me yesterday, that she was having the same issue with
like
her husband.
Like just not same doing issue. Stuff she's if she's just not like, around.
I don't understand why, where is the misconception here?
Yeah.
Like there's dishes. There's something, like there's always something to be done. Why isn't it like just something that just clicks in your head?
Yeah.
And it's so strange to me, and it's so common. Like the more and more I talk to, like no matter what couple it is that I speak to, there's always one person who's doing more.
You can even see that kind of thing in roommate dynamics.
Oh my gosh. Absolutely.
It's anytime two people are living together.
There's always
a certain kind of personality that will let shit go until they're forced to deal with it.
Until they're forced to deal with it. It's just so, it's very, very tiring. And then people are like, okay, we'll give them a honey-do list, give them a list. But at what age do you just look at something and go, I should do that?
Yeah, I think there's two different kinds of resentment that can come up. One is like resentment from them not getting shit done.
Right.
And having to be the person that watches them.
Right.
And the second being resentment of having to handhold to get shit done.
Right.
Which is like it's a lose-lose. Like if you don't just develop that ability to see something needs to be done and go do it immediately.
Right.
Or just like time manage and like figure out I know I have to get this done, maybe you put something else first, like that's fine, but you know you're gonna end off by doing that thing,
right?
Not letting the first thing go on for so long that you never get to the second thing.
Correct.
And if you know that you don't have that ability, switching the order.
Absolutely.
You know, because it's like nobody wants to be the person either. I was just talking about this, the fucking nag that's like, did you do this and did you do that and is that laundry okay? Nobody wants to be that person. Both parties lose.
It's so annoying. And what I don't understand either is why, like, I'm one of those people where I can, and maybe this is a flaw, but I can always find something to do.
Yeah.
And like, I think that drives Lumberjack insane. And he has said this on several occasions where he's like, you're always running. And there's always like, he's like, I'll be sitting down and you'll be doing something else. You'll be taking something out. You'll be putting this away. He's like, you'll literally only have 10 minutes to yourself and you'll be doing something. And I'm like, because there's always something to be done in my brain. Like that's 10 minutes that I could be doing something. He's like, yeah, well, why don't you just sit down? And I'm like, because I feel like I could be doing something else. I'm not saying wrong or right.
Yeah.
But like, I'm not expecting my same energy from somebody.
Yeah.
But I am expecting at least half of it.
Yeah. You at least don't want to have to monitor to be like, did you get that thing done? I just want to come in and it's done.
Right.
I don't like nagging. It takes up so much energy too.
And do you feel like you have to praise after they do something?
Yes. Which, what?
Who's praising
Where's
me?
Where's the chart? Where's the gold stars?
Right. But who's saying something nice about me?
Because you're doing what you're expected to do. And that's where it kind of comes into like weaponized incompetence.
Yes.
Which is like, think about somebody washing the dishes and they don't hate washing the dishes. So right. when they do it, they don't do a very good job because they know that that means the next time you'll just do it instead.
Right.
That's, and even if that isn't what it is, and I've told Drama King this before, I'm like, with certain things, I can start to think it's that if you don't try. Where maybe that isn't actually the intention. You're not actually trying to be manipulative and be like, I don't know how to do it, so you do it. Right. Maybe you're just not trying, so I'm starting to think that that's what that is.
Absolutely.
To be honest,
I need a little thank you.
You see, I think thank yous are nice, but I don't feel like I get that. Like, I think that I do so much in the house that I just feel like, but again, I should, but I don't. But
do you think it's because he came into you already being like this?
Probably.
So he's like, that's just what you do.
And that's what I think the problem is.
It still requires thought and energy.
It's just like,
it's not programmed. You're not a fucking robot. It's still, you get up and you make a choice every day to do these things.
Right.
It's not, nobody has a gun to your head.
No. Like,
you're making an active choice. You make the right choice to get the shit done.
Right.
So that's, I think that requires like a thank you. I'm not overdoing the praise anymore because
which is good.
I don't want to make you feel like an idiot, honestly.
No, and it's not even just that, but like, you should do these things.
Yeah, like they benefit you.
Yeah, and it's our home. It's what we're doing together.
And most of these things are things you should have been doing before I was even in the picture. So it's like a thank you is one thing, but when somebody needs like so much, like a huge amount of gratitude for basic things that they had to do anyway, that's where it fucking throws me.
I know.
And I've been with that kind of personality, and that's tough. Like,
oh yeah.
Yeah, you're gonna do it anyway. I'm saying thank you. I don't need to fucking sing your praise every time you do your fucking laundry.
No, exactly.
There are extremes. I think that a middle ground on this is like, you say thank you when somebody does something.
Right.
You show them that you're appreciative and you also don't take advantage of them.
Right.
You never just assume they're going to do stuff that benefits both of you, like without thinking about like, well, they didn't have to do that, but they did it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I just don't want to be up anybody's ass.
No.
It feels horrible. I feel like a fucking wife in a sitcom.
I completely agree.
Who wants to live like that?
Nobody.
Because then the other person's just like she's on my case or whatever.
It's right.
Like,
and that's the problem, too, is there's so much of that. There's like not enough. It's just there's so much of like resentment that ends up happening,
It builds so subtly. Mm-hmm. It almost like piles up over time. And then one day you're like, oh, I'm feeling like negative towards you. And I don't even know why. And then when you delve into it, you're like, probably because you're not because of this.
Right. Exactly.
It weighs on you over time.
Oh, it does. 100%.
It's not like so the much. First couple times it like pisses you off. It's when it's a repeat offense that it's like, why are we talking about this stuff?
Why are we doing this?
It's so annoying.
Oh, I hate it.
I don't know. Like it's not even something where it's like, you leave somebody over that kind of thing until it becomes apparent that it's just the way they are and they have no plans
and that's
on changing.
The thing too, is it's like, I get it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I need the help. What do you think about putting like, I think you were saying this too, about putting like almost a list up of things that need to be done for like the week forever, both of you.
Then there's no excuse.
But do you feel like that's a good idea?
I do, because I think some people need to figure out what their process is. Like I was saying, like, say thing A is thing you want to do for yourself. Thing B is something you have to get done for everybody.
Okay.
Maybe you're the kind of person who has to do thing A in order to do thing B, or you have to do thing B in order to do thing A.
Yeah.
You have to figure that out for yourself. How does your brain work? Like if you are somebody who has like ADD, like I have ADD.
Yeah.
I've got to do thing B to enjoy myself.
Right.
If I don't get all the stuff done, I can't sit and feel comfortable. I can sit, but I won't be comfortable.
Yeah.
You know? And some people do that where they're like, they're chilling and they're like doing their own thing. They're like enjoying their free time, but they're not actually enjoying themselves because they have all this stuff hanging above
their
head. They just get frozen.
Yeah. I'm the same way.
Drama King's like that.
I'm like, I'm always like, okay, well, I could be doing this. I have this to do and I have, and I'm like, that's how I am all the time.
Yeah. I have like a bad, like I have to earn my relaxation kind of mentality, which is also not good because
it's not.
You shouldn't have to earn something that everyone has the right to.
Yeah.
But sometimes it works. Right. Like, because if I don't, I'll get frozen. Same thing.
Yeah.
I'll like, I have to get the shit out of the way or else I cannot relax. So I think having the list up kind of takes away from that and it gives them more freedom of choice.
Absolutely. That's true too.
Like, hey, this is what you got to do. I don't give a fuck how you do it. but get it done.
But get it done.
Don't make me question whether or not it's done.
That's true.
End of the week, did you do everything? Okay, then I can't say anything. It's your process, how you do it, you know?
Yeah.
That's kind of how we do it at this point, is like, it just works better because I will get anxious about if things are getting done.
Yeah.
Just don't make it something I have to worry about.
That's true.
As long as it's not on my plate, it's not on my mind, then I'm good, you know?
Yeah.
I don't care if you got to take two shits and play a game of 2K. As long as the laundry's getting folded and put away.
That's right.
And it's not intruding on my personal time either.
Exactly.
That's the thing.
That is the kicker.
Yeah. But it is not easy to sit back and watch them do things in a way that does not compute. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it's not easy to just like let them do it and just be like, oh, why are you doing that right now?
Right. Mm-hmm. You could be doing this.
That took time for me. I'm like, I don't understand why you're doing this right now instead of doing that. But as long as you get it done, I can't say anything.
Right. I am such a control freak that that's my problem.
It's fucking hard.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah.
Like, everybody wants to have control over shit that affects them too.
Absolutely.
But, like, putting your hands up and letting Jesus take the wheel.
Oh, yeah.
And Jesus taking the wheel means letting that man do the fucking dishes.
Yes.
In whatever fashion they want to do them. Which causes me great pain. We also wanted to talk about this clip. Ashley sent this to me and definitely resonated with me, so I feel like it's going to resonate with a lot of you.
If someone else is trying to control you, it can often come in the form of care. It can look like care, but it's actually control. And there's only one way to know. Is someone giving you care in the way you want to better you, or are they doing it to make you more comfortable and convenient for them?
So it was interesting because recently I have quite a few friends who are single and they're in the dating world. And a couple of them had come to me recently about how they like people who were, you know, something that they had liked, you know, about people was a caring side, a nurturing side.
Yeah.
And but that's an interesting thing. Because there's a difference between a person who is caring and a person who is manipulating caring, in my opinion.
Yeah.
It was so strange that clip had come out because one of my friends in particularly, and actually the other one too, was a coworker, had both been in relationships with not good people.
Yeah.
And I don't think that they fully realized how bad of people that they were because of... Sometimes people will be with people and they see that, oh, they like this. I see that they like this. So I'm going to do this because I know that they like this. It's not an actual quality of theirs.
It's not a genuine
care.
It's
a manufactured thing.
Yeah.
But because you have not experienced that before, they're faking it. It's not a real thing.
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
So what's crazy is that, like, how do you, and I feel like this happens quite often to a lot of people.
Yeah.
Is that, like, they'll meet people and they'll do something. It's like you see that one thing that makes you tick.
Yeah.
Well, you'll be like, oh, they liked that. Oh, now I know what to do every single time. I know that I need that, like,
yeah,
to get my way with them. I'm going to do this. They like that. But that doesn't mean that that's who I am. I just know how to manipulate them.
How do you differentiate? How are you supposed to tell the difference?
Because you have to look at all the other qualities that they have, because it's probably not an actual quality of theirs.
Yeah.
And a lot of people get manipulated very easily because they'll see one thing and they're like, oh, I love this. And it's like, but what are they doing?
Which always looks like an amazing thing in a sea of horrible other things that they're doing. When all you know from that person is them like kind of being a dick or being insensitive or like, you know, not like not caring.
Right. Exactly.
When they do show that to you, it's like, oh, they do care.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Like somebody actually told me something like, oh, I've always been with someone who would always walk me home. And I liked that equality. And this person didn't walk me home. But then I told them that I wanted them to walk me home. So now they're walking me home.
Yeah.
So now he's redeemed himself because he's walking her home.
But isn't that just something that you asked him to do?
Exactly. But it's the same thing that if you tell somebody, okay, I enjoy when somebody like dotes on me for doing this, asks about my day, I enjoy this, and they just do that, does that mean that they're actually interested in these things, or are they just doing that because you said you like it?
I feel like it can become something real over time if it's not something that they do just when you ask. If you have to keep asking, that mm-hmm. means it's not something that they feel genuinely inclined to do.
Exactly.
Like, you can tell a guy, like, maybe somebody didn't grow up with like a father figure or like a male figure in his right. life that told him something like, you always walk on this side of the street, or you always open the door. And then maybe you're like, yeah, I really like when somebody does those things for me. And they're like, oh, I never like even thought about that. Mm-hmm. That's one thing. That's if different. It becomes something that they incorporate. But when it's like they only do it when they know they need to get back in your good graces.
Correct.
That's so see-through.
It's so see-through, and they're not qualities.
It's don't not a quality. Call, it's an act. Don't call
something a quality when it's an act.
Yeah.
Especially if you've been with somebody who is an actual manipulator.
Or just a genuinely like emotionally or like verbally abusive yes. person. But then they're like, something happens and they're like, oh, I'll be right there.
Right.
They're still a bad person.
Because like, you know, my ex, he was very good at that.
Mm-hmm.
He was very good at like, things would be bad and then we'd be on good graces, and he was on 100. When I tell you he yeah. was the most wonderful human on earth, doing everything possible, he'd be licking my feet.
Yeah.
Because he knew that he had to be on.
That's the most complicated and confusing kind of person there is. To like be in a relationship with is somebody yep. who has this Jekyll and Hyde personality.
Yes.
And they can be one or they can be 10. Like,
right.
It really fucks with your head, because when it's good, it's so good that yep. when it's bad, you're just waiting for it to be good again. And right. they know that they can take it away from you or give it to you as they see fit.
Right.
They don't have to try all the time. They just have to try when they need to use it back on
and
you.
And if you're only in the beginning stages and you've only seen them a handful of times, then you can't yeah. even, you can't even gauge.
Yeah.
Like, what person they are anyway.
You really cannot. You cannot truly gauge. You like, can't you tell who they are.
You have to spend such a long amount of time. Like, I even think with, like, with, you know, like, Maria's dad, about Mr. Philadelphia. Like, it took me, I'm going to say, and we spent a ton of time together when we first got together. I would say probably 6 weeks of us probably spending 4 days a week with each other.
Yeah.
Before I saw his first snap.
Before you see that there's a little bit of facade.
Right. But that was 4 times a week.
Yeah.
How much time that is that it took mm-hmm. for me to see his first snap.
That's why that love bombing shit is crazy, because that's yes. just somebody getting in there before you notice all like, the cracks in the foundation.
And talking on the phone, that kind of stuff, that is not enough. You have to spend so much quality time with a human in person
yeah.
to see like the kinks, to see the issues, and to see where the real manipulation comes in.
People are so complicated.
Yes.
There's so many levels to even the person that seems the most basic, even they yes. have the most layers.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
Yeah, because you have to see them in every single kind of mood. You have to know that there's no act being put up. And sometimes people's acts don't fall away until a year plus in.
Oh, my gosh. Especially if you're not consistently with them.
Yeah. Yes.
It's so much easier to mask yourself if you're not around them a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's so much easier to put on a show over the phone.
Yeah.
Like, even the person I was with for 2 years, we saw each other on weekends.
Yeah.
Because of the way his job was. But even that, he was pretty good at it.
Yeah.
At masking. He was good at throwing fits.
Because he only had to do it a couple days a week. So he was putting all his effort. Weekends. Yeah.
So it was like, it was the kind of thing where it was like, the least amount of time you spend with them,
mm-hmm.
the longer they can put on a show for you.
Yeah, because what are you like? All right, you're like this when you're on your toes, right?
Right.
What do you like when you get comfortable?
Exactly. Because
that's who you really are.
That's who you really are. You have to so much with relationships get down to, who are you when you're no longer putting on a show for me?
Yeah.
You're not putting on the act anymore. I want to know who the fuck you are.
And I think you kind of have to brace yourself to see something you're not going to like.
You're not going to like something. Everything.
Yeah.
You're not.
When you can't find even that thing, that's mm-hmm. how you know you haven't really gotten there. And I'm not yeah. saying everybody has like a switch on and off, like explosive personality.
You're not gonna like.
So everybody's got a thing.
Yeah.
Everybody has a thing. Yeah. I have a thing.
I've
got a few.
I've got a couple of things. Fuck. Oh my God. I'm a lot.
I've got yeah. a short little list.
Yes.
Not that short, but I've got a list. I've got a few things. And if I didn't, I think I'd be a very one-dimensional person.
100%.
It'd be very weird, you know?
Yeah.
Some people have like calm, cool, collected temperaments and they don't really have an explosive side, mm-hmm. which is good. Like if you combine right. that in a person, but maybe you don't like that all the time. Maybe you find yourself in a situation where that cool, somebody. Calm, collected yeah. is a little too calm, cool, collected.
Exactly.
You know, like there's always going to be something that isn't going to gel.
Right.
And you only find that by really putting in like the time.
Yeah.
Which is why relationships are so interesting. And like, I don't understand. We can talk about this whole topic another day because it's, I have so many thoughts on it. But the situationship thing is like, just be in a relationship. Don't be fucking scared to be in a relationship.
Oh my gosh.
Know whether or not this is worth investing in.
And just
don't be fucking, what are you, pussy? Exactly. In a relationship.
And the thing is too, it's like, you could be in the relationship and if it doesn't work, it doesn't work.
And then you break up.
It's that simple.
And then you break up. And then you date somebody else.
That's it.
Wow.
At least you said you did all the work.
Yeah. Well, good thing you called it a situationship for several years, right, and didn't ever fully throw yourself into it, but right, still got all the same hurt feelings in the end. It's facts. Like, and I'm not, this is obviously speaking about a certain kind of situation.
Right.
Not all situationships. Some are just like, you guys don't know what you're doing, or you right, have certain,
right,
and a certain agreement between the two of you. I mean, the ones where it's like one person's just dragging it along. You're yep, in a relationship.
Yeah.
Just commit. What are you so fucking scared of?
I know.
Just do it. You know, find out so you can move on with your life if it isn't it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I got so far away from the topic.
No,
but,
but I mean, it's very, very, it's very true. But I do think when it comes to the caring thing, I think a lot of people, especially women, get very caught up in, well, he did this to me. He gave me his jacket.
Yeah.
He helped me with, you know, he rushed to my side when I called him.
Well, the bar is so low for us compared to men. Yeah.
It's true. It's, but
it's a totally different.
But like, it's like you have to think about, well, was it because he genuinely wanted to do that, or was it because he was putting on a show?
Yeah. Does he? And I could talk about this for hours. The performative.
Yes.
The men that are being very performative, because it's existing online in a very crazy way that I really want to talk about in a future episode, where men have figured out what women like.
Mm-hmm.
And take the guys who have the mullets and the painted nails and they're wearing pearl necklaces and they're online talking about, I love a woman with stretch marks. No, he doesn't. He's pandering. He right, knows what you want to fucking hear.
Facts.
He's put, facts. It's an act. It's an not act. Real.
It's all real. It's ridiculous. It's all the fakest bullshit.
You have to find a way to see through it, or you have to just kind of like not let your guard down.
No.
The second somebody does something, that's a really basic thing. Like, or if you had to ask them for something, watch and see if they continue doing it.
Right.
One time's not enough. Two times ain't enough.
No.
Like, do they continue doing this? And have they actually taken your feedback into a real consideration?
No.
Or do they just want you to be content?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And I think there's a lot of people who are in things just for content.
Yes.
It's a lot of just being content. It's like, let me just, especially in the beginning.
Yeah.
I can't help but keep, because it's very easy to not get caught up in the beginning.
Yeah.
But after a while, you get tired. You like lose focus and you're mm-hmm, like, I mean, you slip up.
Yeah.
But in the beginning, you don't slip up.
No, in the beginning, you're
on hitting your game.
Your P's and Q's. Is
absolutely.
That the phrase?
Yep.
It's P's and Q's. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hitting every P and Q.
Yep.
And then later on, the mask is going to fall off a little bit.
It's like, oh,
you
know? Shit.
And it's all of us. All of us are doing
all
it a little bit.
All of us do it. Oh my gosh.
I'm like the best person ever the first like 3 months.
Like, oh my God. I'm like, what do you mean? Of course I'll do that for you.
Yeah.
I'm to press this for you.
And then I get comfortable. And then I'm like, well, I'm not like that all the time.
No.
I'm just not. Or I'm like, the longer you're with somebody, the more you're around them kind
correct,
of thing. So you're just spending more time together, or you like move in together. And then that's
right,
when things
and that's
really
when
show.
Everything shows.
Yeah.
I always say the moving in is the huge thing, because that's when you will see them for who they are.
But a lot of people, if you ask them, that person who got away, right? Who's mm-hmm, like the one that got away? It's normally somebody they didn't spend that much time with.
Mm.
Not always. But sometimes you'll hear somebody like go on and on about someone that they didn't really get to have that full experience with. And a lot of times it's because we only had so much.
That's true.
To go by. Even my own, like in the past.
Yeah,
and I was like, this
right,
guy that I never got a chance with, it's because I didn't get that much time with him.
And probably if we did, it probably wouldn't have been that spectacular.
It probably would have been very disappointing.
That's so true.
Or the mask would have fallen off a little bit and I would have been like, what is under there? You know? And it's like, that's why I know. Even if I used to get fixated on those things, that's why I know at the end of the day, it's just a fleeting thought.
It is.
It's like, it would have ended up being something different from what I remember it as if it had continued going.
Absolutely.
You know? So if you don't really know that person, you can't really like get hung up on them. You just can't. People who get really hung up on somebody that they didn't get that full chance with, let it go.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you only know what they wanted you to know. You didn't get to know the rest. Mm-hmm. The rest is usually a little uglier.
I think so too.
So, okay. Well, we got to get out of here.
All right.
So if you guys enjoyed this episode, leave us a review.
Yes.
And make sure you come follow us on social media and be our friends. Yes. I'm at Tay Felly on Instagram.
And I'm at Isat That Ash Bash.
And we'll talk to you guys next Monday.
All right.
Bye.